Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Fresh off the boat from Aruba, look who I found.
Look at the cat dragged in from Aruba.
You got to turn your mic on. You can't talk to Sam.
I'm new here. look what the cat dragged in.
First time ever with a microphone in front of your face.
Too much sun. I don't know. I pushed the wrong button. It's the story of my life. I haven't had my coffee yet, but I did get my tea.
Hello, so. Michael Mackey.
Shalom. It's good to be here. Back from Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. Oh, that was a good trip. We were both in the Caribbean at the same time.
We were. I was in Cancun. You were in Aruba.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was very good.
Tell me about it.
I'd been to Aruba a couple times, but only on a cruise. So it's like you have 4 hours to mill about, and then you have to get back on the boat. That's what I know of Aruba. This time I did Aruba. Like, I did all the tours. I went on a UTV.
You got yourself sunburned.
I went on a UTV tour. Oh, it wasn't just sunburned. What's a UTV? A utility, like an ATV, but utility. It's like
a side by side.
Yeah, it was a big one.
The one with two seats.
And I baja'd. I went off road.
Excuse me?
I baja'd. I did not. There were no roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Okay.
We were fried to a crisp based on that picture.
Well, I mean, I think above a third degree sunburn, I think it really doesn't count. Although I probably
have
like.
Do they not sell suntan lotion down there?
I had an eighth degree sunburn. No, I had SPF 100 on every part of my body, and I still got sunburned. That is how alabaster I am. I am a pasty, pasty white boy. So I don't have enough good things to say about Aruba. What a gracious, gracious island. It is a 100% tourism industry. I mean, that's it. That's maybe it's 99.9% tourism, but everyone is.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with some friends. So it was a really good time.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
And got a last minute deal and just off parts.
Excuse me?
I just took off. Southwest flies there. I flew right through.
Is it direct?
No, God, I wish. No, I flew through Orlando, but still, it was very nice. Now, how was Cancun? You took pictures of the sunrise, sunset, sunrise.
Cancun. Sunset. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he loved bragging about the fact that he was on a beach.
Son of a beach.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just jealous.
That for the first time in a year, I took a vacation.
You're not allowed to take days off.
Selfish.
It was exactly what the doctor ordered.
Good.
We had a wonderful time.
Did you lay like a lump just...
Excuse me?
Did you lay like a lump just broccoli?
Here's my deal.
Yes.
And I think you saw some of the pictures. You may have seen the one where I'm in the ocean and there's a gigantic wave coming at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the last time he was in the ocean.
That was the last time I was alive. And that to me is heaven on earth.
Seconds before you drown. Right.
No, but I love to fight Mother Nature, and she always wins. Mm-hmm. She always wins. But I get into the ocean, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic about this, but I like talk to the ocean. And I'm in the ocean. I'm such a dork.
You're not a dork.
He's a dork.
And here come these waves, and I just look at the ocean. I'm like, man, I missed you. Man, I missed you. Come and get it. Come and get me. And I just like to fight the ocean. And it's not just the waves when they hit you in the face. It's the undertow that tries to take you back out.
Why am I picturing you in a boxing stance?
Because I was. Because I was.
Left hook.
Can we talk about the undertow for a minute? When I was little, and my mom always used to warn me about the undertow, I thought she said the undertowed. And so I was always fearful of this, like, amphibian creature.
Like a frog?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Got to worry. Look out. Got to be careful of the undertoad.
There's the undertoad coming your way.
So I was like, how would I know? Like, where is this gigantic sea amphibian undertow?
So what did you do in Aruba?
I did all the things. I went to a private island where there was a flamingo enclave where they – A flamingo enclave where the flamingos just, they're all domesticated and they just walk around and they're like, feed me, Seymour. They're like,
I'm sorry?
Feed me, Seymour.
Okay.
And there's like food, little food stations where you have to, you know, you could feed the, you know, like where you feed the koi ponds, the fishies. Well, you feed the very hungry and very persistent and very aggressive flamingos who demand food.
And they're no longer pink, right?
No, they're pink.
Oh, okay.
They're in varying states. They're not like,
They're
less pink because they haven't been.
Why are they less pink?
Because
the reason flamingo are pink is because of the shrimp that they eat.
Mm-hmm. The scrimpies.
Mm-hmm. That's why if you go to the zoo, like in the Kansas City Zoo, you'll notice the flamingos are not pink anymore.
Because they don't eat shrimp?
Not as much as they would in the wild.
And
I did not know that.
And speaking of shrimp, I had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, PS hashtag. They have every restaurant there serves this weird papaya hot sauce. Like
Saw you write about this on Facebook.
Every restaurant has their own version of a papaya hot sauce. And when the very first server brought it out, she goes, "You should really try these on your eggs, sir." And I was like, "Okay, well, great." It is radioactive orange. That's the only way I can describe it. It is like neon orange. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys, it is so sweet on the front end and then nuclear hot on the back end. Let's just say there's hair on my chest now and there wasn't before. I was not anticipating.
Did it put hair on your back?
No, I had that waxed off. Okay. So every time we'd go to a restaurant, which was breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would be like, hey, do you guys have that? And they'd be like, yeah, papaya hot sauce. We make it in-house.
So wait, were the resorts not all-inclusive?
I didn't go. I stayed at a resort that it was breakfast and lunch. It wasn't dinner. So it was sort of halfsies.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it was talk about a great last-minute rate. Even the airline ticket was inexpensive.
Now, Michael, we went UTVing. What else did we do adventure-wise?
He went to an island.
I went to an island. And then I just did some general sightseeing.
You're not a beach guy.
No, but I did spend a majority of the day on that private island just because once you get there, it's kind of like.
See, I'm a beach guy. Like, I'm a get in the ocean guy.
I am not. I did go snorkeling for the very first time.
Did you see dolphins?
I did not see dolphins. I saw a couple eels, which were kind of freaky. I'd never snorkeled before, so I didn't quite know what to expect.
Did you have to take a class?
No. I'm one and done with snorkeling. One and done.
Whoa, why?
I feel like snorkeling is like controlled drowning. Like, I could drown at any moment, and I did not enjoy the experience.
But you have an oxygen tank on your back.
I am aware of that.
No, that is diving. Snorkeling is where you have the tube. Yeah.
Okay. Now I got water in the tube. I don't know how many times, and I was done with that.
I will say the two times I've been snorkeling, you spend more time blowing the water back out of the tube than you do enjoying the scenery below the water.
And then my mask sort of filled up with water. I lasted a good 15 minutes, and then I was like, okay.
You're done.
Then you just sat on the boat for the rest of the hour? Or?
No, I went back to the private island.
Oh, nice.
Sat underneath a gigantic umbrella, so no part of my body saw sun.
How Johnson County of you?
Well, I am I'm Scottish, so I
did
don't.
Did you have somebody feeding you grapes or?
Totally. It was dreamy.
Another.
May I have some more? And once the island server realized that I was a
Scottish,
that I wasn't drinking, she just started bringing out mocktails, and it was awesome.
Oh, dude! I when we were in Cancun, I lost count how many virgin pina coladas I had.
If you like pina coladas,
and I'm telling you. They actually taste the same as if they had alcohol in them.
Yeah, it's odd. I had a pina colada too.
A virgin pina colada?
Yeah, and it was...
It's a tasty, sugary drink.
Yeah.
Now, were these virgin in the sense of they didn't have any type of mimicking of vodka whatsoever?
No, none whatsoever.
No.
Because they
and
do
I think
make...
Isn't it rum that they put in a pina?
Or rum. They do make 0.0 hard liquor now.
This was just... Because I was very clear.
Okay.
With these guys, you know, I didn't want to screw up. I didn't want to break my sobriety.
Same.
And so I would just tell them, you know, I'll take a water and a virgin pina colada. And just because, you know, I'm an alcoholic, I need the sugar. And so they would make the pina colada, and I would watch them like a hawk just to make sure they did not put any alcohol in it.
It's so easy to slip because... I
make
100
of them a day.
I know,
well, right?
I was the like a crazy person. I went and watched.
Yeah, I would watch them like a hawk as they were making these virgin pina coladas, just to make sure that they didn't put any alcohol in it. And but damn, these things are just like the real thing.
I discovered this weird. It was like kind of like a pineapple-y, grapefruity. I can't remember what it was called, but oh, that is what that sustained my beach going day. This mocktail of pineapple and grapefruit. And oh, gosh, it was so good.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you had a good time.
I really did. And that was just me being spontaneous. Like, I don't ever, hey, let's go to the beach. That's not me. So,
Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. He is back from Aruba, ladies and gentlemen. Work.
And he brought the horrible weather with him. Thank you, Michael Mackey.
By the way, if you would look outside, you would notice it is storming. That means Michael Mackey is here.
Welcome, America.
Michael Mackey, I would like to commend you because you went on a hot streak. Well, you went on two hot streaks, actually.
Yes.
There were about eight times in a row that you came into the program and joined us. Thank you. We always appreciate it. Where you brought horrible weather with you.
Like horrific.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
Tornado warnings.
Yeah, tornadic.
Mm-hmm. Tsunami.
Then you went on another hot streak of maybe 8 to 10 times of coming on the program, and it was wonderful
nice.
Outside.
It was lovely.
It was perfect weather. There. Yeah.
The pendulum has returned.
Yeah, the pendulum mm-hmm. has swung.
Yeah.
I would expect there would be a plague of locusts at any point today, because at the rate we're going.
Well, you know they're coming.
There is not a plague of locusts, but there will be a plague of cicadas.
Oh, cicadas.
Mm-hmm. Which are kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, potato, patata.
Potato, patata.
Story here from CBS News. A significant swath.
Swath, that's a good word.
Of Americans now expect to spend almost 40 years in retirement.
What?
With about 1 in 8 workers planning to stop working by the time they turn 61.
Okay.
At the same time, most workers say they want to live until they are 100.
Nope.
That means that some workers are eyeballing a 4-decade retirement.
Absolutely not.
An ambitious goal that comes with serious downsides. Among them, how to fund roughly 40 years of retirement when all you did was work 40 years. At a time when most workers are far from reaching their savings goals. The median retirement savings balance for people who are between the ages of 55 and 64 is $185,000.
Hey, question. What is the median age of retirement? Is it 61? Like,
ooh, that's
what?
A great
what's
question.
The...
No, I think it's way higher than that.
It's got to be higher than that.
Oh.
Sam, will
but
you look that up?
People want to retire at 61.
They want to retire at 61.
But what is the average age of retirement?
And they want to live to be 100.
Well,
you could not pay me $1 million.
I don't want to live till 100.
Live to 100.
Absolutely not.
The average age, according to U.S. News, that people want to retire is 63. It does not say when they actually retire.
So when they want that, is 63. I think
that number is going to be incredibly hard to track down because a lot of people retire from their, you know, 30-year job or whatever at the age of 61, 2, or 3.
But then they go work at Walmart.
Another job because they can't afford life anymore.
Right.
Like, I was on the phone the other day with my psychologist. And he said to me, he goes, when do you want to retire? I'm only 52 years old. I said, I don't know. He goes, no, I'm being serious. When do you want to retire? And I said, well, I got 3 years left on this contract.
Okay.
And there's no way I want to retire at 55. I don't know what I would do if I was retired. Like, what do you do? It just sounds
Scott Parks Realty. How we doing?
No.
Parks Realty. Can I interest you in this mega mansion?
It just sounds boring to me.
Especially for 40 years. I mean, you can only go on so many cruises.
Well.
I do like cruising.
Me too.
You can go to Aruba a lot.
Now, what does it mean, though, when they say they plan to retire at 61? Because you can plan to do anything.
Yeah.
Or you can actually sit down and crunch the numbers and plan to do it.
You can also plan to live to be 100, and then Mother Nature comes in and says, that's a joke.
At 17 years old, I planned to be a millionaire by 24.
Yeah.
I am currently 26.
Are you a millionaire? Are you a millionaire?
No.
Oh.
It's great to have goals. From the text line, I'm 52 and I wanted to retire 20 years ago. Girl, didn't we all? Okay, so I started working. I got my very first job like the day after I graduated from college at a TV station in Des Moines.
Where'd you go to school?
Iowa, University of. Go Hawks. And I started at...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I went to, and I started at KCCI, Iowa's news leader.
The most famous Iowa grad before Caitlin Clark.
Correct. And wow. I'm not kidding. My parents were like, you're going to save X amount of dollars every paycheck. And I was making, what, $19,000 a year?
That was the best advice my dad ever gave me, though, was he said, as soon as you get a job, invest in a 401k.
I absolutely did. And so.
So did I.
And so, yep, I'm sitting semi-pretty, question mark. I mean, it could be, things could be better, but yeah. So.
You're going to Aruba on a whim.
Yeah, I did go to Aruba on a whim. But. That was found money. Young man, can we just talk for a minute?
What is found money?
Yeah, and teach me your ways.
Okay, listen.
Yes, please teach us the way.
Sometimes out of the ether, like out of the blue sky, I get the absolute weirdest freelance assignments. And in this case, it was this IT company who called me out of the blue sky and said, Mr. Mackey, we hear that you're really good at interviewing C-suite executives, and we would like for you to interview our C-suite executive team because they're putting together a video.
In Aruba?
No, here.
Oh.
And I said, okay, great. And the guy said, no, I need you to understand it as our C-suite executives. And
I don't know.
C-suite, like CFO, CMO, CEO, CIO.
Got it.
C-suites. Okay. And I said, yeah, no, I got it. I heard you. And he was like, but these are the C-suite executives.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Yeah. And the second time. And I said, dude, you called me. Anyway, so I sat and interviewed 9 C-suite executives, and they paid me $2,500. To just talk to people, which is what I do all day long, every day. And so I gave that $2,500 check to my travel agent, and I said, your budget is $2,500.
We're going to Aruba.
Well, I didn't know where we were going.
Come on, pretty mama.
We could have went to Jamaica. We could have went to Cancun. Nope, we went to Aruba. So
good for you.
Found money.
Huh.
I guess I'll keep looking.
Sam, you could parlay your mad, crazy skills. We just need to find you the right freelance gig. I don't know what that is or what that entails or what that looks like, but we can do it.
913.
Neither do I.
913. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. He is from MichaelMackey.com. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
He's going to be in town, I believe it's on June 5th. One of my favorite artists, Michael Fronte. We are going.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. His name is
Michael Fronte.
I know his name.
Okay.
Invite yourself. I will buy your ticket.
Let's go.
Yes. I believe he's in town at KC Live on June 5th.
Ooh, down in the old P&L.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of mocktails.
Ooh, do you know who I just got tickets for? What?
Who? Well, can you push pause on your microphone there? That vibrated a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm new here.
First time on the radio?
First time. New to this. All new. I scored third row tickets to Heart. Oh! What?
Oh, who's opening for Heart, by the way?
Cheap Trick.
Bingo.
What? Yes.
Have you ever seen Cheap Trick?
I have never seen Cheap Trick.
Oh.
No. I have seen Heart like 4 times. And let me tell you, every time I'm in any sort of amphitheater, I wait for Ann Wilson's voice to just rip the roof right off of it.
When is that show? Is that at Starlight or is that out at?
It's at T-Mobile.
They're at T-Mobile?
They are at T-Mobile.
Oh, I thought that was an outdoor show.
On their big old, I don't remember what tour this is. There's some massive tour that Heart is going on.
The We Need a Retirement Fund tour?
Yeah, maybe. I mean.
Because we don't have a new record.
We absolutely do not. But I mean, come on. Heart, oh, those melodies that.
Is it a farewell tour?
No.
Are we farewelling the farewell?
No, they're
the
not.
Like Cher.
They're not doing a Kiss tour,
okay.
Sam.
Okay. We'll be farewelling in 10 years.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mackie. I may go to this show.
I got to tell you, if Anne, my goal is to interview Anne and or Nancy before the show. Like, I'm putting all my efforts and energies into that, along with Sarah McLachlan.
Who?
Sarah McLachlan, because she's coming to Starlight in August, maybe? So, it is full court press for all my female singers to interview.
So can we get Ann Wilson on the show?
That's my goal.
On our show?
Yes. Oh. Goose bumps. Digga digga doo. Digga digga.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Nancy Wilson, her sister who plays guitar, is smoking red hot.
I will give you that. One love.
There is nothing hotter. There is nothing hotter than a chick that can play guitar.
Longer. Okay, I know this is radio and you guys can't see it, but all the hairs in the back of my neck are standing up. That is right now. That is how much I love, love, love Heart.
I'm waiting for my heartbeat to go down because that was so loud it scared me.
Digga digga do.
Oh, yeah.
When she hits that one note that she holds.
I'm feeling dirty right now.
When she hits that one note in Alone, where she just like holds the note and wails on it, I might pee a little, just a little. Oh, this is from the same, There's the girl. You have to find Alone. You have to find that one note. It's at the very end where she's like,
Hang on.
That was the Kermit the Frog version. I don't do Ann Wilson justice, but I died dead.
Mm.
Ann Wilson's voice gives me a visceral reaction. Like all the hairs on, look at goosebumps. I have goosebumps on my arms now. Oh, I love her so much.
Mm. So did you already buy tickets?
Yes, I got third row.
And my ticket is right next to you? Michael?
Well, I mean, if you...
Michael?
Sure. I mean...
I think what he's trying to tell you is he already bought ticket.
I already bought tickets.
Tickets.
Chase me to the bone. One time at the Iowa State Fair. Heart ripped into Stairway to Heaven. And I saw God. I literally had a step outside my body moment. Well, Cheap Trick. I mean, this is more you.
Oh, Cheap Trick is my jam. If you've never seen Cheap Trick, get ready.
Okay. So
Heart is in for a challenge.
All right, duly noted. Cheap Trick has The Flame. What else do they have?
Surrender.
Okay. What was their big hit?
The Flame?
No, but they had a big hit in like the early 80s, didn't they?
Surrender?
Oh, I guess I don't know my Cheap Trick. I think I'm confusing them with... Who am I confusing
I them Want with? You to Want Me?
Yeah. Is that Cheap Trick?
I Want You to Want Me.
That's Cheap Trick, right?
Mighty Wings.
Dream Police.
The Dream Police. Okay. So,
Don't Be Cruel. They did Mighty Wings on the Top Gun soundtrack.
Right. All right. Now you're just throwing out song names.
Ain't That a Shame? No, I'm not.
I don't know any of these songs.
You don't know Dream Police?
I know Dream Police, but what I... And then... Mm-hmm. Yes, I do know this one.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
From the text line, Scott, I think Michael just Dana'd you. Hashtag not invited.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a lot of room to stand on. You got disinvited the other night, too.
Oh, I'm fully aware. Did you hear about this?
No.
Have you not heard?
No, what happened was
we were supposed to go to pickleball on Tuesday night.
Yes.
Sam, did you not pack your pickleball paddles?
I asked Dana on Monday night, hey, we're doing pickleball tomorrow night, right? And she said, oh, yeah.
Mine are still in my car.
I packed my bag. I got my gym bag. I put my paddles in there so I was ready to roll.
Yep. Come Tuesday, she's already hired Rick Hadel and Tabitha and some other chick, and and we're done. I mean, we are yesterday's news.
Wait, how does she break that to you? Like
on the air.
Oh.
Well, so I said before the show, hey, are we still playing pickleball tonight? Mm-hmm. And she goes, we'll figure it
out. Well, we're going to do two courts.
Well, that's a no.
She goes, we're going to do two courts.
Which means you two would play together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, over there where the peasants play.
Mm-hmm. And so she got Rick Hadel and Tabitha and some other gal.
Oh, wah, wah.
And so Sam and I held a protest, and we did not show up.
Oh,
by held, you mean we're going to be holding it for the unforeseen amount of Tuesdays.
That is correct. That is correct.
There was a mini revolt. Look at you guys. I don't blame you. You don't get invited and then suddenly be like, well, we'll figure it out.
We weren't invited. Oh. We were disinvited.
Sorry, kids.
It's all right.
Well, hey, guess what I'm doing tonight, boys?
What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to the Comedy Club of Kansas City to see...
On 103rd?
Yes, right by Jasper's, my all-time favorite restaurant.
I saw Jasper yesterday.
I love Jasper. To see Ladies Laugh Lounge. It is a smattering of some of the funniest female comedians that Kansas City has to offer, and I'm very excited. And
is one of them going to join us here in a minute?
I think one of them is going to call in after the break. One Miss Jen Mann, who is a New York Times bestselling author and also a very, very, very funny lady. So I can't wait to hear all the whoosie whatsits because I don't know what to expect. I just got a last minute invite. Maybe Jen Mann will uninvite me on the air. Nope, sorry, we filled that seat. So, but yeah.
Okay.
So very exciting.
Okay.
Oh, more Cheap Trick. Oh, yeah. It's true. I am so excited. I got a last minute invite to go to the Ladies Laugh Lounge tonight at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. And it is a smattering of some of Kansas City's best and brightest female comedians, of which we have one on the air with us right now. My gal pal, Jen Mann, who is also my spirit animal. She is a humor writer and a New York Times best-selling author. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Jen, you know I love you more than my luggage, and you know how much I love my luggage, right?
I do, yes. Your luggage is priceless, really.
It is, truly. I need to know more about this whole Ladies Laugh Lounge thing. How did it come about? How long have you been doing it? How did you get involved? Tell me everything. Go.
Okay, go. So there is this amazing woman here in town. Her name is Becky Blades, and she does all the things. And a few years ago, she took me to coffee and said, I have this idea. I want to do an all-female lineup at a comedy club. Would you do it with me? And I am not a planner, but like, I'll show up. You know, I'm like you, Michael. I'll go to any party I'm invited to. So I was like, yeah, I'll come. And I said, just tell me when and where, but I really don't want to be in charge of it. And she's like, that's great. I'll do it. So she got it all set up. And it has been a raging success every year. We have sold out every year. And this is our fourth year. And this year we got two nights. So we had last night was our first night. And tonight is the closing act. And it's just been so much fun. The lineup has kind of changed over the years, but, you know, she can't get rid of me. So I've been there the whole time.
Jen, I don't mean to laugh off the air, but I don't know you as well as Michael Mackey does. And so forgive me for that. But did you write a book called People I Want to Punch in the Throat?
Sure. I have 5 books called People I Want to Punch in the Throat. Yes.
I'm telling you, Scott, she is my spirit animal. I have learned so much about being a humor writer from Miss Jen Mann. But here's the thing, Jen, you are a funny writer, but you're not necessarily a comedian, young lady. So what's it like getting up and doing stand-up?
Yeah, well, so when Becky asked me, that's sort of the thing. When Becky asked me, I was actually working on my book called Midlife Bites, and I had decided that while I was writing that book, I was supposed to try new things that I had never done before. So I decided I was going to say yes to like everything I was asked to do. And what I didn't know was that Becky was saying yes to everything, every idea that she had. And so between the two of us, we both said yes to this thing. And I had done, like, I do public speaking, and my public speaking is funny, but I had never done stand-up before, and so we went to open mic one night just to sort of, like, scout around and see if we could find some other funny ladies to invite to join us, and Dustin, who owns the comedy club, I got there early, which I don't know why I never get anywhere early, but I got there early, and he came up and started talking to me, and he's like, you know, you going on tonight? And I was like, oh, absolutely not. No. And he was like, why not? He's like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, I write humor, you know?
I write humor.
But I was like, but I don't speak humor, but I write humor.
Right. I was like, but I'm not a stand-up comedian. And he was like, what are you talking about? He's like, that's all comedy is. It's just like funny storytelling. And then I said, well, you're only giving people 2 minutes and I need 5. And so he gave me 5.
I love it. Okay, now who's on the roster with you tonight, my friend?
So tonight we have Janelle Banks, who is like on fire right
She's
now.
She's legendary. So Janelle Banks she is on fire right now.
Oh my gosh, she is just out doing so many things. But last night she was the closer. She was amazing. She's so funny. And then Andrea Caspari, who is also on fire. She's out with the Bored Teachers Tour going all over creation. She just happened to be in town this week, and so we were able to snag her and get her on stage.
I have written about Andrea. She's incredibly funny. Okay. Now listen, what's going on with your voice? You sound like a Smurf. Did you go overboard last night? Did you hang out with Dana? Were you hanging out with Dana? What's going on? Yeah. What's going on with your voice, woman?
Well, I was told that this is my good radio voice, but I don't know. No, I have a sinus infection, of course. I went to KU this weekend for my son's mom's weekend for his fraternity. And I would like to say I partied too hard with him, but I did not. I think I just stayed out way too late, past my bedtime. I didn't get home till 10 o'clock. And so I got a sinus infection now.
Well,
what was your go-to bar in Lawrence?
I didn't go to school in Lawrence, but he took me to the Hawk.
At 15th and Ohio.
Where I understand that is an original, that nothing has changed about it. It still looks like it could be a fire hazard, and my feet definitely stuck to the floor every time I tried to walk.
Bless.
So, yeah.
Well, I love you, and if listeners want to get tickets, I hear they're going fast. There's only, 10, 15 left?
Yeah, as of last night, we were told there were about 10 or 15 left, and so we'll see. But you can get them at the KC Comedy Club at their website. You can go to their website and get them there.
All right. Well, listen up, people. If you want to go see the Ladies Laugh Lounge tonight, all female comedians, this is the Comedy Club of Kansas City. The show starts at 7. Doors open at 5:30. Jen, any last words, any last funny things that you want to pepper in?
Who do you want to punch in the throat?
Yeah. Who do you want to punch in the throat?
Oh, I can't say it. This is the radio. I've already been warned. I have to, I can't be rude. Who don't want to punch in the throat? I mean, right now, today, I'm going to go ahead and say the New York, whatever that New York court is that let Harvey off the hook. So,
ooh.
Yeah,
Harvey Weinstein was let off the hook today in a New York court. Thankfully, that monster is still in prison in California. So he is not going free. Jen Mann on stage tonight.
I'll see you tonight, Mommy. And if you guys see me at the Ladies Laugh Lounge at the Comedy Club, then come say hi, because I'll be there with bells on and not much else.
Okay, Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.